weg der Filan gleich.
Sie machen Sadik Aleph, Sie Base. Many times we've learned one yid with one guy doesn't need stewards. One yid in a whole chotzah, one whole chotzah of yidin, one whole movie of yidin, which is separated from the rest of the goyim, and the whole neighborhood of the goyim or town has a chomer around it. It's also called one yid, and you don't need schiras, and they can carry in the whole town without schiras. Now, shin tzadik aleph si beis, we had such a case. Yisraelim hadorim b'chotzer yechidi. Yisraelim that lived in a one chotzer, be'ir shal einam yehudim shumekefes chomer, in a goyish town which is correctly surrounded al pi halacha, and they can carry in the whole town. They've got an eruv between themselves. They gather the town, they are yechidim against the goyim. So meila, they don't need any schiras. But they got visitors. The avru yehudim acherim derech shom b'shabbos. Yekim and andre yidin, other yidin came and lived not in their chotzer, because then they would just join in their chotzer anyway. But nisachsenu b'chotzer acheres. They went and lived on the other side of town, somewhere else in town. So now we have one chotzer yidin and another place also yidin. If you got another place yidin, you got two yidin against the goy, and besides the hilchas eruv you'll need hilchas chiras. The din is you don't need anything. They don't ask on them because the oireach einoy oisa. Unless we had exactly the same din with the chotzer and the houses. Yeah. The same din. So we've got they're allowed to metatl b'chaleh because these yidden become bottle to the yidden who are kavuim. The yidden are kavuim because they are only visitors. They're there than less than 30 days, so they're kavuim. So they are oichim. So you can reckon say that they're not there legabe hilchas eruv, and say that they're not there, legabe hilchas schiris. There's no two yidin, there's one yid. They're bottled to the yid. The yidin are there. Yisraelim si bezot de mishabur yutas, Yisraelim adorim pirish. Av shekama Yisraelim dorim b'chotzer. We've had this many times. Mikol, even though there's a lot of yidin, but all in one chotzer, and therefore mikol mekem mitom elo hitzim ha-chotzer lemvor shalilin shutu vivoz kol b'nei chotzer kechodach ha-shev ha-shev. Just like one house against goyim, it's one chotzer against all the goyim, become one, and there's no two to be mechayev schivus. And the whole town you can carry in on condition shemekefes choyma. The al dezer and sri choychum tukin. We are dinim edim mekefes choyma sir betikim vos kedin. Oh, it's got mechitzas, tusa pesachs, whatever it's got. As long as it's got mechitzas all around it, you become one against all the goyim. When it's achsenu, and you can carry in the whole town. Now came visitors. When it's achsenu b'chotzer acheres, v'adin sheshayach din zeh im misachsen ba'oisa chotzer sheyisro adasham. Even if and if he lives even in the chotzer of the Eden, and even if v'gam akum dasham, even if there's a goy in that chotzer, but because
won't go,
yeah. It doesn't help you because it has to be a single yid. It'll only be if there's a single yid. If there's a few yidin, and then anyway you'll have to schiris because of the few yidin if it's all the same chotzer. So it must be there's a single yid. I didn't know it must be that. But if you have a few yidin and you got to go, anyway you need schiris. So it's not the huad din, it's not the same din. Maybe you don't need a eruv with this extra yid because he's a visitor, but you'll need schiras because of the other yidin if it's all in the same chotzer. Elamai, he must be talking about there's one yid, and then there's visitors, a lot of visitors. Doesn't matter because and the goy. So the one yid with the one goy didn't need anything, and all the visitors don't change the matzav. V'adin sheshachtin zeh misaskan boisuchotza she Yisrael dosham v'gam akum dosham. Elin l'tetzula boisuchotza atzma. They're all allowed to carry af b'liyeirav because there's one balabos with ochem. They're called all visitors, even though they're not staying in his house, but they're all called visitors because they're short term. Same reason. Chav beis ain't amosim. Wait till him. After kaim lamshim shnei yisrael don't be here. If two yidden are living on not in the same chotzer in a town, v'yasham gam akam adabe ain't amoil. Shum tikkun letaltel calls manshli sochim menu shus. They need sai schius and sai eruv hochad einem ala ochem. Betelili gab yisrael akvur beisachot. V'mken en kanal yisrael echad. You're back to saying that they're all visitors and there's only one. Chotzav Yidin, one Yid, no Tzchius needed. And we turn the title, it's a lema. So, L'choyre, M'chabez Mashma, we turn the title, so everybody can carry everywhere. The Yidin who are Kavuim can carry like before in the whole town, and the visitors can carry in the whole town, because they're visitors. As they halt, Pshat, Shechonorach, or Mugnavurim halt, that the visitors are not allowed to carry out of their house. And someone say, if so, you can't carry in the house of the visitor. Also not, they don't asa. They only do asa, but their house themselves don't asa on the rest of the town because they're visitors. They haven't got kirch to asa, but their house themselves is a Yiddish house which hasn't got an eruv, so you can't carry in or out of it, and they can't carry out. Oh, but we don't pass it like the Morgan of Rome. So they made the gamma. The das man going to after olchem anyway. So bal bas kushan bal bais oisal olchem shaloytzim mitem leir. But we're not noting that shochnorach. Shkam heim return. So we don't pass it like this Morgan of Rome. So that's pshat return. The title everybody can carry. B'chaleh v'kolshken shemitorn etatl b'chotzer shemisachsnin ve'ein amosim zeh zeh. That means you can have a few visitors anywhere around the town and they can all carry. V'gam kei ma'itam adin itzfolin legal bal bais hakavua v'nira. Dafka, k'she'im u'kefes choyim u'shasir b'tikin eruvin k'din, d'chashiva kula k'chotz achas. D'yila avocha le'beteyla le'gab Yisrael shadar b'chotz aser, v'yizazer tatl b'chatzerim. That means, the klal is, we must remember, that olchem are butl to the gabal balabayis if they're in the same hekef. But if we have this chotz over here, see who closes got Yidin, and that's the only place in the whole of Manchester. But, and there's some more Yidin that turned up in Wellington Street. If you Yidin visitors, and they want to have, they've got a few houses in Wellington, and they want to make an eruv there. If the whole town has got a machitz around it, so that's the case of the mechaba, so they're only visitors, and we don't need schius from the goyim, and they're visitors, we can ignore them. But if the town hasn't got a whole machitz around them, so just like these need an eruv, they also need an eruv. Because it's not shaykh to say they're butl to the people that live over there. Because there's a kamelis in between, there's no shaykhs in between. So if you are a visitor, that's why important to note, if you go on holiday and you have a few families, so you can't say, oh, all visitors. Well, before, you can't say all visitors because there's no kavua to be butl to. There might be a goy living there, that was already a machlokes before, the mishnah was not so happy to say a goy becomes a kavua. To say you bottle to a goy, machlokas before. I'm sure it wasn't too keen to be makel. So if a zoy, you are visitors, you need eruv together between you two. So those would need eruv between themselves. The only way why they don't need eruv is if they're in the hekef of the kavuim, because that this whole town has got a hekef around it, and you're in that hekef. But if you're not in that hekef of the whole town of where the other yidden can carry. If you're not in the hekef where the other yidden could have carried before the visitor turned up, so you've got nothing to do with them. Meila, you are two visitors in a hotel or in a house or two houses. You need eruv between yourselves. Venira, 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 venira. By the test, dafka k'shem kevas choy meshir b'tin eruv kedin. So then you're in the hekef of the heter. And you bottle to the balabus of this whole heck of the Eden are like kvuim, and you're in Yochim. The shaila was in the Yurid in Leipzig, that they used to come to the Yurid in Leipzig, that they came there, but they came, let's say, every 3 months. Every 3 months they came for 2-3 weeks. So the Taka weren't there 30 days. But we learned before about Goy, that if a Goy comes every few weeks, even though he's not 30 days, then he does Asa. Even though a visitor doesn't Asa, but somebody that comes with Kvias, he's Rogil, he does Asa. So that was the Shaila, does a Yid also have the din of Rogil to Asa, even if he is an Ireach, which doesn't Asa, but because he's not there 30 days, but Rogil Asas, if he comes often, he asks him less than 30 days by a goy, do you say that by Yid as well? Yes, Rabbi Nedavke, but she'ein a goy is Hashem, but him goy is Hashem, k'moy shemotzi bi Yeridin, shugidin in the markets, shugidin lovi shom tomid, the fairs, choshev kekvir, v'yusayam yad, k'shemol shom, k'moy lil nakum, v'yesh makilin gam b'zeh, some say there's no din by a Yid like a goy. Kol zman sheshev Hashem, where are tiny hatch lishim yom? Simon Shin Tzadik Beis, Din Eruvin Le'ir, Uvoi Chesifim. So here, a totally new concept, a new halacha is, it's interesting because it's in the Gemara at the end of, it's on Daf Samach, which is the end of a Perek which talks about Tchumin, not even in the whole Hilchas Eruvin. There's a new halacha here. The new halacha is, we'll see later why it's not Negea, that when you make an Eruv in a town, the Maktiv story I once saw before times of the Eruv, I saw a Yid walking down the Shram Bekesha from Eretz Yisrael, walking down Stanley Road, eating papitzas on Shabbos. So I said to him, are you talking? Excuse me, what do you think you're doing? So he said, was? Three of living in a stadt, Manchester, Hanschka, Erev. I couldn't believe it. So the Chachomim were frightened about this. You see this Indian. And they said that if there's a town which has Osha Sarabim, town hasn't got Osha Sarabim, no, can't be over on a deraisa. But if there's a town which has Osha Sarabim, then you're not allowed to make an Erev on the whole town. You have to leave a part over. So everybody will know, this is the town, this is the whole town, and everybody knows, you know, that house, that street, there'll be a notice in shul. That street you can't carry, because otherwise everybody's carrying all over the town, over the town, even though there's Usha Surabim. I mean, there is Usha Surabim, but they put the losses on the Usha Surabim, and they've made the Usha Surabim. So we're frightened that losses will fall off, and 1 week, or for long term, and nobody will even dream you're not allowed to carry, and they become to do Issa Duraisa, carrying Usha Surabim. Meila, they made a takona that if there ever is a Rishus Rabim, a town which has a Rishus Rabim, you're not allowed to make an Eruv on the whole town. You always have to leave over something. So in all the shuls there'll be a notice, that street, you're not allowed to carry in. So every child that grows up will think, oh, why can't you carry in that street? Shabbos, well, Shabbos, everybody carries all over. Ah, because there's a locha, you can't carry on Shabbos. And because there's a locha, you're only allowed to carry because there's an Eruv. And now that the Eruv only includes this part, and that is not included in the Eruv. That street can have its own Eruv. It's not the same Eruv, and you can't carry from one to another. And Bazaar, they'll remember at least that one of the Lama Tesla Melochas is Hoitzo. That's the halacha. But the halacha is only in Negea if you have a town which it has a Rishus Rabim. A town that never had a Rishus Rabim, no, you can't come to the Raisa anyway. So the Mechaber like this. And then there's a halacha, another halacha, the opposite. A town which was not a Rishus Rabim, which belonged to one person, the whole town was all one, wherever it is, a town which was all one, and they made the Erev all in one, then this is like we had before, that if somebody gave to the Eruv, he should always give to the Eruv, then it should always stay one. Just the opposite. It's almost the opposite. A town which hasn't got Rishus Rabim, a town which was all one, should stay all one, and you should always make Eruv all one. You shouldn't make little Eruvin. Different halacha. It's like two extremes. A town which has Rishus Rabim, don't make the whole town into one Eruv. A town which has not got Rishus Rabim, and at the beginning, they made it all one Eruv, they should keep it that way and should always make one Eruv. Zod the Mechabes, Sifat.
Make small Eruv in the town of the province?
Because they never had one. A town which had one.
Yeah, once you make it,
once you make
the later stage.
The Rishus Rabim town or the non Rishus Rabim town? Non Rishus Rabim town. Sifalef. Eshar is a Kinyon Yochid. Which belonged, so the Mishnah says it depends on a which was a Yochid, a which was a Rabbim. So the Mishnah starts off, is a Kinyan Yochid. This is the halacha where you are allowed to make the whole town into one. And in fact, you should make the whole town into one if it used to be one. Why? Because this town hasn't got Rishus Rabbim. Now, why has this town not got Rishus Rabbim? So we're going back to Shimem Hei. What is Rishus Rabbim? 600,000 people. That's not what the Mechaber says over here, because Mechaber doesn't go with that shit to Be'ikah. We see that in Shibuya. So what is Rishus Rabim? 16 amos wide. No, it's not right. So which town hasn't got 16 amos wide? So here's a new chiddush, shteitu yishonim pshat in the Mishnah here, that if we have a town which belongs to one person, yeah, then it can be 100 amos wide. It's the main difference. It's not ushas ragabim. Because that person is the balabos. I'm not saying it la'locha l'maisa, but everyone says that ushas ragabim is a motorway. I'll give you a moshel. I don't know about other motorways, but a moshel, the new motorways, let's say M6 toll, yeah? It belongs to a yochid. Somebody paid a lot of money. He's still waiting to recap the money from the tolls. So it could well be that it's a case like this. That it's not even ushas ragabim. Because it belongs to a yochid. Just state though, if I own a whole town, and then what shall I do in the whole town? I can't live there. So I own all the properties, all my town. And I've added the streets and everything. And I build streets and houses and everything, and I rent them out to others, and I sell them to others and everything. But it's a Isha Yochid. So even the streets there are not dry Siddiqusha Sarabim. As you said in the Machmirim we're showing you, that holds Tezai and Amr. Rashi says, when the Mishnah says Isha Yochid, it's a lot easier. Isha Yochid means most towns that haven't got Shishim Ribbit. We're all working to see where we don't have the problem of making a Isha Rabim, which would need a shiur, which would need to make sure that part of it is not in the Erev. So we're talking first about Erev, which is Isha Yochid. So Isha is a Kinyan Yochid. I feel it Nasa Sharabim, I feel it later became Sharabim. He gave it away, sold it, whatever. Mishtatrim Kula Shittuf Echot. They can all make one Shittuf. V'italt l'b'chol ha'medina. And they shall be metaltel in everywhere. And there's no problem. Even if it was Sharabim, if it only got one entrance, it's also Mishtatrim Kula Shittuf Echod. Let's learn the Mishabuya. Kinyin Yochid. Piru Shabona Yochid La'atzmoy. Viskir L'Rabim. Or Shabona L'Hoishiv Ba Diyurin. Yom Shaya La'atzmoy. Drochem. He's in his town, but he leaves for himself. Whether he feels necessary, special streets, paltiyos, shratiyos, kedesh shem locham oisin, v'yesh oimim afilu mocho l'rabim. Kozman shalui nishtakeh shem ba'alim rishonim imenu. If it's still called his town, it's called his town. Afilu nasish l'rabim, afilu yesh shnei psochim shem rozbi yosim azu, it doesn't become a rishus l'rabim. And what do? You can still make shittuf echad. So the Mishabura, not you can make, but dafka, you should make. Kim Shoysim Trilla Kinyan Yochid, and it was all one, Kechotze Echodamya, Shetzrichin Kolbne Echotze, to keep up the Erev, which was Lisar of Yachad altogether. And when you've got Erev, and you've got Mechitzas, wherever you need, round the town, all the wherever, Italtlim Chola Medina, Ritzaloima, Achre Sheuchshim, Rizekil Choson, if everything's made right, you should carry in the whole town. Obe, Aval, third line in Mechaba. Which means it was a town shalrabim, so it wasn't a private town of one person, so it was a normal town. So the Mechaba was a normal town, and it has 16 amos, because if it only has one Pesach, hey, did you learn hey? Yeah. If it only has one Pesach, kol tam shesorich shir be'er shogabim sheshach kol miyach v'yichoyin tafel b'kulik kelamim, they shall ishtakach toish shogabim. That one day, maybe the shogabim will lose its mechitzas, and you'll forget you're not allowed to carry that. If it's only got one Pesach, anyway it can't be shogabim, because it's a cul-de-sac. So anyway, it doesn't matter. V'ukim she'ena Pesach echem, so it's still lo tam shesorich din kachotze anyway. If it's taka a normal town, which doesn't belong to a single person. And l'choritl having it to shusarabims, which you've carefully made with losses and with everything to be able to carry there, but the oilim will forget. And therefore, aval the third line, aval imo shuram yeshleib tzor sham lechaz v'yus v'zah, fil nashri yochid, ein ma'al v'nes kulal, you're not allowed to ma'av all of it, you have to leave a shiur. Ela manicha mimena mokem echad, afilu chotza achas u'bayis l'toicha, you can even leave over just one chutz. And people will remember, you can't walk there. Why can't you walk there? Ah, because it's Shabbos. Mishabu declares, well, a chutz means a chutz with a house, or a house without a chutz is also good enough. And that Erev is for the whole town except that little house. And the rest of the deal will be in the other town. They can carry in their place. So the Mishabu, afilu shal yoch shamachua, eimam neskula. Zain, Gzeira, Shemetachsa Vitasu Shusurabim, Vikiligame, the Oilam Ein Nergim Lizor Bozet, Philippe Shurabim. We've never heard of this. We've never heard of this halacha that you have to be careful. Otherwise, in Israel today, they'd have a big problem. Because Manchester's no problem because we are not doing the whole town anyway. But if you have a town in Israel, they go around this, a Yiddish town, and they do that around the whole town, and the shvokim are 16 amos wide, so where's the shir? They don't want to make a shir because that yid doesn't want to be out of everybody else. It's not a practical thing. So, Mela, what's the teret? V'efshe desviru lekurashi de'ein nikurab in pochsem shishim ribu. So the Magen Avraham says that this is all the Mechaber speaking because it doesn't hold with Rashi Shitta. But if you can hold with Rashi Shitta, it's as long as you haven't got Shishim Ribba, you haven't got Isha Rabbim anyway. It's part of the Isha, you haven't got Isha Rabbim because you haven't got Shishim Ribba. If you haven't got Isha Rabbim, you don't have this whole halacha. And otherwise, you'd have to make Shitta Shosh Latzim and Yishroman Katsuch. Well, you couldn't do that. They also write that in the time of the Yishalayim, 100 years ago, they used to say that the Mukim HaMikdosh was the Shia. I don't know who lived there, but that's what it's written in Israel. Also, the other het is, which the Mishmur brings, that the Goyim are the Shia. You have to know where that helps. It's Machlekes. But he doesn't hold of it, Shati. He's not very happy about it. No? So, choose Sagan.